I'm telling you. It's warm in here because I'm telling you, they're doing everything they can. They're like, I think there's like they put a block in the air conditioning thing. My computer doesn't work. I'm telling you, this is a concerted effort.
You sound like
it's a conspiracy. Who do I sound like?
You sound like the person you took over for 11 years ago.
I just don't get paid as much. That's
wait, 11 years ago? So you're hitting the 11th mark.
Yeah, I'm going to start coming here with a laser thermometer, and if it's not the right temperature, I'm out of here.
They used to point it right at the ceiling.
I've heard the stories.
You going to start bringing your briefcase full of money, too?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not a hater. I mean,
with a handcuff.
Uh-huh. Here, start the tangent.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the we couldn't talk about on air.
I'm not a hater about the guy that came before me. One, I never met him. Two, because I got the job because I don't know what happened, but thanks for the job. It's worked out rather well for me.
I feel like you indirectly got the job because of me. Because weren't we beating the guy really bad when I was at the old place?
You were beating him. You can take credit. I'll allow that.
There you go.
Yeah. But then
and then vice versa. Boom.
I was going to say, in fairness, I was your biggest cheerleader.
True. Facts.
And a lot of people didn't like me for being as big of a cheerleader as I was. But so it worked out.
Facts.
And
yeah.
You know what? You wound up on the winning team. The All-Stars all wound up together. Look at this room full of talent and vigor. Piss and vinegar.
Hey, look at me. Yeah. Look at me. Yeah. This is what winning looks like.
Okay, settle down, Tariq.
Yeah. You're not that guy, all right? You're not that guy. You're not that guy.
Look at me.
It's true.
But are they listening, though? Because they just got cool right now.
I thought this was going on the radio right now. I was like, who's listening? Yeah.
What? God.
But the truth is, there are some pretty legendary stories about the guy that came before me. And I got to respect the diva-ness. I really do. I mean, the dude got paid. You come in here, I guess, supposedly with a laser thermometer. Wow. And he would shoot it at the wall. And if the temperature was above whatever his threshold was, he'd just leave. He'd leave and tell him, I'm not.
What?
This is part of the reason why you kicked his ass, because he didn't attend very often.
Laser gun that would tell you the temperature in the room.
And these weren't
and bits. It wasn't to a setting.
Like a thermometer type.
Yeah, and he would leave.
Yeah.
Is this a real story?
No, this is 100% true story.
And these weren't
lived
bits.
Through it myself.
Like, he wasn't doing this for the radio. Like, this apparently is just what it. And then I guess, I wasn't here, so I don't know anything about it. I guess one day he thought the banks were going to shut down, so he came in with a briefcase with $200,000 in it or something. It was handcuffed to his arm.
Mm-hmm. What?
You know what else he used to do? And these are all things that people have told me. This is not like directly from other people's mouths who witnessed it. He used to make engineer Karen print out his pay stub because he didn't know how to do it. And it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars, supposedly.
I'm not going to ask her about
but,
that. Really.
But he would make an engineer print it out for him and bring it to him. I guess they could see how much he made. Yeah. Anyway, shout out,
ass,
man.
Wow,
here's the thing. If I pulled any of these antics, I'd get fired.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, and then full circle, like you leaving there got him another job, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
How did that go?
Yeah.
You know what?
You guys are all connected. I had no part in him not then.
Right. No, that was us again. Yeah, that was us.
You know what? It's all good. Never met the guy. Don't know. I got nothing but love. Trust me, my life changed completely. I mean, I don't mean to say someone else's failure was my success, but I think we made our own success, but nonetheless, that changed my life, the ability to come here. So whatever. Everything happens for a reason, and I wish everyone well. But those are some stories that I just, you know, I would never get away with that. If I came in here with a laser thermometer and said I'm not working because it's too hot, they'd say, well, then you're working outside now because you don't work here anymore.
We would all just walk out. Like, we wouldn't stand with that.
If you came in here with a briefcase full of $200,000, you wouldn't be living with that either, Fred.
I know.
I can tell you that. I know. That door going to lock, and I'm going to saw your hand off.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
I'm picturing it, and it could happen. Right? It could happen.
Wow. I might just come in with a briefcase tomorrow just to see where the saw is located. Rubio pulls out a Makita.
He's going to take my car keys, and here
Forget
we go.
It.
Give him away down the hall.
Right. Yeah, they give him away down the hall over there. Chainsaws over there.
No, that's true.
They got him over there.
You know what's funny is you talk a big game, but you're one of the most loyal people I've ever known.
Oh,
so you say you'd cut my hand off, and you would probably, but you'd get me like a prosthetic. You'd replace it with some of the money.
I'd cut you off $20,000 out of your own briefcase.
Nice.
He'd leave your taxi money to get home. Here's your taxi money.
My own money. You guys had an idea about you know, because Chauvin Shelley was talking about her bachelorette party
yeah.
on the show today. And it's interesting because I'm kind of the same mindset that you are, maybe for different reasons, but I remember a buddy of mine that we used to hang out in my late 20s, early 30s, and he owned a bar, and so it was all that stuff. It was, you know, just like sit at the bar and bottle of Makers and just shot after shot and it, girls and the whole thing. And so he got married, and I said, well, what are we doing for your bachelor party? And he's like, what could we possibly do in a weekend that you and I haven't done for the past 5 years? It's like, this is, so he wound up not doing one, but what it would have been is probably the most chill, he probably would have gone the other way.
Yeah,
he probably would have gone to like some spa somewhere and done the exact opposite of what we've been doing for the past decade. Like a bachelor party for me would be pointless. It's like, let's go someplace and do nothing because going to clubs or strip clubs or spending a bunch, and it would just be a waste of. That's what I've been doing for the past.
I thought about that. It's very expensive to like accommodate many people at a spa.
It really is expensive. Oh
yeah. Yeah. But what do you care? They got to pay for you, don't they?
It's like 200.
Well, I guess technically, but yeah, but still, yeah, I like you couldn't would feel even. Bad. Yeah, I couldn't even make people do that. And then also too, the fact that like for me, and maybe too, it's because I'm so introverted. But the people who have like weekend long bachelorette parties and there's like all these activities all weekend, I'm afraid I'm gonna be very tired after my just day long bachelorette party. Like that boggles my mind too.
But Kaylin had it, she had a good idea, and Shelly maybe more so for you because, well, we're older than Kaylin, but if I get married and have a bachelor party, it's going to be in Europe or something because everybody who they're going to pay me back for what I paid for theirs with interest.
Yeah.
Like we're going big because I've gone destination weddings. I've spent thousands of dollars to get to
Those
Mexico.
Bitches are going to Croatia.
That's
know what
I'm saying.
Croatia.
On a PJ.
Yes. Yes.
On a PJ.
We're going on net jets, baby. Like, Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Euro
oh no.
Tour.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. But think about all the things you could do to get back at people. Like your idea, Rufio.
It was so good.
It was.
Yeah. So like Kaylin's been in a lot of weddings, has been a bridesmaid in a lot of weddings. So she should take all those bridesmaids' dresses and make the people that she wore in the wedding, like the people at her bachelor party wear them.
Yep.
Oh,
so they're gonna wear every fucking dress.
Yeah.
I had to wear, and I'm gonna look hot in my little wedding.
Yeah. Like this was the dress from your wedding. You're wearing this. This is your dress.
And they're
wearing
a bunch
this.
Of
sometimes
like
you get
like
stuck with ugly
gowns,
like off pink sheer.
I know.
BS.
Off the shoulder.
I was in a turquoise dress for one wedding. I was a maid of honor, and I was like, this is the ugliest dress I'll ever have to wear in my life.
My sister didn't make any. I think she said like maybe picked a shade or a color and
I
said everybody
say,
wear.
Suggested. Most of my friends did that for me. Like they gave me a shade or designer and then I could pick my own. So I don't. I actually really like a lot of my dresses, but I do think the idea is hilarious of having them in that or something. And
I also don't. And maybe this is unpopular and maybe it's just, I don't know, because I've been single for so long and I wouldn't do it necessarily. But the idea of, okay, I'm getting married, so my buddies and I, we're going to go away now without you for my final hurrah. Like, it doesn't appeal to me.
I never got it either, to be honest with you. Like, I was thinking of maybe not even doing a bachelorette thing, but then my sister and friends, they, like, insisted, no, you have to do it. I don't really get it either, and I always thought, too, maybe I would do, like, a joint thing. Like,
yeah.
I would just, and I know it sounds corny, because I think there's a cliche to, like, the idea that sometimes people do joint because one or the other doesn't trust one or the
happens,
other, or it's, like, a control thing. But I can see myself being, like, let's do a pre-wedding.
Like a pre-celebration.
Yeah, like,
that would be fun too.
Like my closest friends, bring your spouses.
Yeah,
we're going to go.
I was thinking.
And it has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. It's just like, honestly, if I'm going to go to, I don't know, the Bahamas or Mexico or someplace cool and get hammered, I guess I'd prefer my fiance there so I can get laid.
That's very true. So you know how I'm planning my wedding? I'm not even engaged?
Yes.
That's a part of it. Me and my boyfriend, Javi, we talked about this. We want to do a big thing with all the bridesmaids and the groomsmen and just do like Mexico, like Cancun or Miami, something just like fun.
Yeah.
Why, Ruth? Why are you not in your head?
I'm just your man ain't going to agree to that.
This is his idea.
No.
He was down. I was like, I like that because all my girls will be there. His guys will be there. And, you know, we can get late at night.
That's not the only reason. But here's what I can see. You know, you're getting married. So you're super excited about this person, at least for the next, 5 to 10 years.
Oh, God.
And you're really excited about them then. So you're in Mexico and you're hammered with your buddies and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're like, I kind of wish that person were here because it would be more fun.
Yeah.
And I get that,
I can see both sides. There is something
too.
Just like eating really fattening food with your girls on the floor at like four. You know, I mean, there is something. It depends on the group and everything. But I really feel grateful for the time the mandatory time that I have to spend with my good friends, because you get into weird shit if you're not getting laid. You know, you get into weird dance parties, and we had wigs at our last one. You know, I can see both sides, but whatever the couple decides is cool.
I don't have a problem either way. The only problem I have is, and we've heard it on the show before over the years, is where one or the other wants to have their own thing, and then the you know, spouse to be puts the kibosh on that and says, no, I need to be there, and it's more of a trust/control thing. Oh. Now, that I don't dig. You know, I would want to marry somebody who's like, if you guys want to go off and be idiots, and that's fine. But if I'm going to spend big dough on a cool, relaxing vacation, I mean, I've done 20 years of being alone. Like, I may as well bring the folks with us and have a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also feel like as you get older, it's like less of a big deal. To your point, maybe, because you've already done everything in your 20s. So it's like, I don't know.
What other drunken thing have you done? Like, yeah. It's all been done.
Yeah, I don't need to go get, you know, I don't know. I'm hammered with my boys again. We've done that for 20 years and go to a club again. And I don't know. It seems kind of silly.
It's a lure a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Is there do you think they'll embarrass you at all? Is there anything they're going to try and do?
I don't think so. I think they know no penis paraphernalia. So.
You have to wear a veil?
No, I don't think so.
Not even a penis that says love?
You can't even have a penis.
Oh, yeah. What about a penis that says love?
I don't think
there's
so.
There's a sex shop near where you guys are going to brunch.
Oh, is there?
That's great. Yeah, you could go in there and get yourself a little treat for Mr. Love.
I probably wouldn't, but
yeah.
Okay. All right.
They're not going to make you carry around like a blow-up doll or something. No?
Not that I know of. You guys know my friends, kind of.
Show Biz Shelley's Bachelorette Party, sponsored by TJ's on Hubbard Street.
Right.
Or whatever.
TJ's.
River North.
Yeah.
Next to the bookstore. Whatever that is.
Paris.
Paris.
Yeah.
I've heard so many stories about that place.
I always go in there after I go to Paris. Well, I mean, I haven't been to a club in a million years.
I'm not trying to start anything, but there's got to be a reason why there is a sex shop in the highest rent district in all of Chicago. Well, you think that Let Us Entertain You hasn't tried to buy that building 100 times, tear it down, and put a restaurant?
There's something going on.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to start anything, but there. I mean, I remember when I first moved to Chicago, and I'm like, fancy club, fancy restaurant, fancy this, fancy that,
bookstore.
And then a porn store. I'm like, huh?
They know their audience.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is that place appears to be thriving. It's been there forever. And like, who is, I mean, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but who is really going into a porn store in River North to get porn? I mean, you can buy any of that stuff in a nondescript box. It shows up to your home. You don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Anyway, good for them. Good for them. Whatever business they're into, I'd like to be in that business, I think. I'd like to be friends with those people.
Have you been on a lot of bachelor parties? Like, what was the wildest? Well, I know the story of where you like went
I
to
only
the
made
wrong
it,
room.
I made it an hour and a half.
No, where he bought another hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. But has anything really wild
I
happened?
Made it an hour and a half on the first day.
Wow.
I texted with ManCow, which was a random day. He told me if I came to his house that he would shoot me, and then that's a true story.
Is this a part of the bachelor party, or
this is wild?
No, it was just a random day. I
it
went
was
to
ManCow's bachelor party.
Yeah, I was like,
this is a true story. I went to Nashville for a bachelor party. I was a day late. They went on Thursday, so I flew in because I had to work. I meet them. I check into my hotel, put my stuff away. I go to the bar on Broadway that where they were,
and Nashville,
so we're drinking. Yeah, what did I say?
No, you're right.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
And so we're having a good old time. A bachelorette party from Chicago walks in, and they're like, hey, Fred, and it just so happens. And I'm like, oh, hey, I wind up buying a bottle of Fireball, and you can't buy the bottle. So I bought the bottle, but they had it behind the bar, and then about 10 of us just went through and polished this thing off, not even 10, maybe 5, polished, shot, and then at the same time, my agent texts me and goes, hey, I represent ManCow. Have you guys ever met up? And I'm like, no, give me his number. So I'm texting him out of my mind hammered.
God.
And I'm like, hey, I guess he knew that I was going to text him. Or I thought he did. Uh-huh. So I'm like, hey, it's Fred. And he writes me back, oh my God, Fred, you know, big fan, a lot of respect for your work. And like, I'm having a party this weekend. I would love it if you'd come to my home. I've never met this guy. I've never talked to him. Now, I'm a big fan of his. You know, he's had a lot of success in Chicago. And so I texted back. I'm like, Cal, I've never met you. Like, Fred, do you know who you're talking? And he goes, Fred Winston, right? He met the legend from WLS days, like, you know, the 70s and 80s in Chicago. Fred Winston's a Chicago radio legend.
Yes.
And I wrote, no, Fred from Kiss. And he wrote me back, and I quote, if you come to my home, I'll shoot you.
What?
That's what he said.
How to frame that on the wall.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Still a fan, by the way. I mean, okay. I know he's gotten kind of right wing and weird, but I, you know, I don't know. Anyone who can make the kind of money he did and it lasted a long time.
Have a menu item at Las Carolas.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
What did you do to him to make him hate you?
Well, I don't think anything. I've never met him. I don't know how he could hate me.
He goes catfishing, Fred. He was catfishing Mancow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was pretending I was a 70-year-old man and living his best life. Fred Winston, by the way, lives in like Michigan or something and tweets about raising or growing tomatoes and stuff. Like that's what I hope my life becomes.
Me too.
I hope I can last 2 decades in Chicago, be considered a legend, and then retire to grow tomatoes. And that's the best part of my day is if I go outside and my garden looks good. I would love a life
like
that.
I like to grow blueberries too, I think.
Ooh. Blueberries.
Like berries. Yeah.
I can see myself growing my own weed as well. I can see that just being my life. You know, a little maybe lake house on like a lake that a lot of people don't go to. Mm-hmm. Maybe a nice little pontoon boat or something. You know, grow my own weed, my own tomatoes. You can come over and have tomato and weed salad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know,
tomato soup.
No, the cops come. No, that's just basil, man. It's tomato and basil, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, what are you guys talking about?
Oregano, baby.
I'd be like, I was once something in Chicago. Wink, wink. Let me go. And they'll be like, no, you're selling weed.
No.
No.
Come to my house. I will shoot you.
But no, that. What about you? What's your Kaylin? You've got to have one. I think that was my craziest.
I'm trying to think of the craziest. Like sometimes I don't really remember. one of my friends, like we were in New Orleans and we went to a male strip club, which I had never been to a male strip club. I've only been to female strip clubs, and they knew she was the bride and they set something special up for her. And the things that I saw these three men do to her, I felt so bad. She was wearing a loose dress and they were flipping her up and they were blowing in her parts. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you think she enjoyed it?
I think she was a really good sport is what I think. And I was kind of mortified when we put her. Like, I'm not a prude. It was like, whoa. I'm trying to think what else I've done. It's been so long, thank goodness, that I've been on one.
My group got into a fight in Nashville.
With my friends. That's what I want to hear.
Really?
Tell me about a fight.
I didn't do any fighting. I was
really
no,
which surprises me. You probably did a lot of talking.
Yes, yeah. Correct. I mean,
I am that person.
It was for my best friend's bachelor party. We were in Nashville and we stuck out like sore thumbs. We were on Broadway drinking up, and then Nashville. We were going back to our hotel room, which is right next to a Wendy's, and these two dudes came out of the hotel and were like talking smack to one of my friends, and there's like 12 dudes, like these two guys were at the wrong hotel and they coming out of the bar because they were just drinking, and then they said something to my friend and of course it escalated, and next thing I know these dudes are getting pounded on the ground and I'm like, oh, Wendy's, and I walked to Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Wow.
I walked to Wendy's and they were all fighting, and then I don't know, then the two brothers got into a fight because they were mad on who beat up who better. I was like you guys are fighting about who landed more punches on a guy, and I was like, whatever.
That actually happened to us too. You reminded me. There was a bachelor party, like a huge brawl in Vegas, and of course all my friends were standing back and I jumped right in the middle of the fight to try to break it up, and I was bruised all over.
Wow.
Yeah, I always jump into fights. I'm the opposite of
Rufio. Yeah, I was going to say, we're the opposite.
I try to stop it.
Yeah, no, like, I talk a lot of smack and then I pick pockets later.
That's what your brother told me. He's like, yeah, he would start the fights and then I would have to fight them.
Yeah,
like,
that doesn't surprise me at all.
I've got kicked out of Barleycorn a couple times. Yeah.
When you guys were in line and he started that fight.
He started a fight.
That was after MJ's wedding. I didn't start a fight. That guy denied us entry, Fred.
To a bar? Yeah. That happens sometimes, right?
No, you haven't heard this story? No. Well, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard this story.
I haven't heard this story.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It was after MJ's wedding.
We're at a wedding.
Yes.
The former producer.
And
you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I didn't take a date because I was at the time kind of messing around.
I got a picture of you making out with her.
I saw that picture of you guys making out.
That's a funny picture.
The bride's.
I had kind of dated her briefly.
Yes.
I think now
she's married now.
Married with kids. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got that picture.
Yes. I haven't seen or heard or anything about.
Yeah.
I've moved on from that time in my life.
Yes.
Anyway, so the wedding's over and we're in River North. We're down Streeterville. We're downtown.
The wedding was in Streeterville, and we went next door to that bar.
Right.
We were drinking at that bar,
and so I text. So we decide we're going to go to Underground.
Correct.
It's you and me.
And Jess.
And Jess. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so I and at the time I was okay with Billy Deck, I guess, or whatever. So I text Billy Deck and I say, hey, who owns Underground? I said, hey, can I get into Underground? I never go there, but I don't want to wait in line. And he's, because the line's long. He said, no problem. Like, go there. They know you're coming. You don't have to wait in line. You can sit at my table.
Cool.
Nice. There's another part of that story, too, by the way, that I think you may or may not remember. So
I remember the whole night. I was hammered.
So we go to Underground, and there's these two very large men at the door, the security.
Sure.
And it's a huge line.
Uh-huh. Classic.
And I go, and Rufio and Jess are behind me, and I go, and I don't like doing this. If you guys know me, I don't like doing stuff like this.
But
I really don't.
You have to. You have to.
I'm not. Wow. Otherwise, you'd be there forever.
I always have to text someone there. Yeah.
And by the way, it's not just like quote-unquote people who think they're like, you know, have notoriety or on the radio. I mean, like, everybody thinks they know somebody there. It's always a hookup. Right, right. So I go to the front of the line and I go, hey, guys, you know, Billy sent me. And before I could even get the story out, the guy goes, I don't give a fuck who you are. Get in the back of the line.
He goes, we're not doing that tonight.
Yeah.
He goes, and Fred's like taking out his business card. He's like, but I'm Fred. Like, talk to Billy.
And
he goes, we're not doing that tonight.
He goes, get to the back of the line.
There's such douches there.
And I go, okay. All right, and so Rufio's kind of, I'm like,
no,
whatever.
No. So we end up leaving.
I'm getting to that part. But like what I'm saying is we didn't do anything about it then. So we go down the street to Rococor.
Yes.
And we go in there.
Oh, my God, bougie night.
Well, no, just because my friend Ben and Billy and all
those
guys
worked there. We had a drink at the bar there.
I don't go there because I'm bougie. I go there because they're my friends and Jorge and all those guys. So we, and then Billy texts me and goes, are you going to show up or not? Like, where are you? The guys say you're not there. I'm like, well, I did go, and they told me I couldn't come in. And he's like, no, go back right now. He wasn't there. He's like, go back right now. So we go back, and at this point now, it's those same guys, some other guys, and then the manager.
Yep.
And he's standing there. So we go up, and the manager goes, hey, man, I'm really sorry this happened. Rufio and Jess are behind me. Which of these guys denied you entry? And these are very large men in suits, very large men.
And they're both, because he's saying, like, Billy wants to know.
He wants to know which one of these guys was an asshole to you. Mm-hmm. And they're both looking at me like, don't do it. And I'm like, you know what? I go, hey, I'm not trying to start anything. It's a misunderstanding. Like, let's just go in. And Rufio goes, it was that one.
Over Fred's back.
Over my back.
I was
he's
just like,
jumping.
No, Fred. No, we already had a night.
Yeah.
It was that guy.
And he pointed
right at him. The guy got fired. The guy got fired on the spot.
And he fired him on the spot.
That's fucked up.
No, that's fucked up.
You don't even fight people. So first of all, you don't even go there.
No,
if you don't know what that guy's capable of,
that's scary.
Yeah. No, but also,
I wasn't gonna go there, but the guy was a dick. I'm not happy
they
he got. I'm not happy he got fired.
No, they all are.
I didn't want any of it. I just wanted to go in the club.
All he had to do was listen to us the first time.
But see, okay, in their defense, they get that shit all the time. He was an asshole to you about it, though.
For
he
sure.
could be like, let me check, or like, hey, like,
yeah. I'm not happy about the outcome. I didn't want it. Okay. The other part of that story, though, is that I was, God, these were wild days. I was also sort of messing around with a bottle girl there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
as
saying
we
this.
All have.
I'm not saying this to be
that's why they didn't watch
boastful, but like, I left you guys there. I left the club, and so and Billy was cool. We had a bottle, we had the whole deal, and I left, and I don't know. I just there because at this point there were more people there at our
right,
table.
There was, we were actually hanging out. They were doing auditions for MasterChef, and we were hanging out with them.
Underground?
I was,
what the hell?
And I love Matt, and I love MasterChef. And we were hanging out with the producers of the casting crew of MasterChef. They were all wearing hoodies. I have a picture of me wearing.
Gordon Ramsay there?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay.
But I was like,
I have not
hyping up
part.
Like I love Gordon Ramsay, and they were like. They were in Chicago because Graham Elliott used to be on the show.
Yes.
So they all had like hoodies on, like MasterChef hoodies, and I recognize it. So we're sitting there drinking like that. And then, Fred left. And then I ended up passing out at Billy's table and got kicked out.
So then the next morning, I'm texting with this girl who's also married with kids. Now everyone's married with kids except for me. And
kids.
I'm like, hey, I was really kind of faded last night. I'm like, was there a bill? And she goes, there was no bill, but nobody tipped either. So I wind up, getting this girl's phone number, the bottle waitress, calling her. I guess that was her last night, and she'd moved to Michigan. I got her home address and wrote her a check.
Oh my god!
Wrote her a check and put it in an envelope and mailed it to her.
Oh, that's you're nice. So nice.
Because I'm like, none of you fuckers paid for anything, and I felt like such a dick. So I actually, I like somewhere in Michigan or something, Wisconsin. I don't know. She's like, I live in Madison now. I'm like, all right, personal check from Christopher, and here was the money. And then I said, I felt so bad. But yeah, I fell asleep in the booth.
While the MasterChef auditions are happening in Underground?
They weren't happening. They were just hanging out there. They were just like partying. Like the show was over and they were the rap party and then they were just hanging out there. And then I got kicked out and then we get a taxi and I end up throwing up in the taxi and paying $50 to the taxi driver.
At least you paid for something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. Ooh, that bouncer deserved to be fired.
And by the way,
I hate bouncers with those kind of egotistical dick energy.
Who fired it? Did the manager fire him?
And then, but then,
because Billy wanted to know, he's just like, "We're gonna let you in, but you gotta let us know who." And then the next day, he texted me.
He said, "Hey, I looked at the surveillance camera. I know who it was, and we took care of it." I'm like, "Billy, I don't, you know." I don't care. Anyway, he was doing what was right for his business. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I have no idea that person's story or what it was. The guy was a total jackass. But I also,
I will say he was,
on the other side, I'm sure that to what you guys were saying before, if you work at a club, every single person
wants
to come to the front of the... Now, granted, when you drop the owner's name and you have a text, you might want to investigate that before you tell someone to F up. But whatever. But I don't know if you ever heard this story, Kaylin, because it involves someone that we're both very close with, but you brought up strip clubs. I'm going to add to my 11 stories.
Yes. Ooh.
I think I have 12 stories now.
Big day.
Damn. But this friend of mine... Mm-hmm. You probably know who I'm talking about.
I feel like I do.
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to get too far with it, but you know him well.
Okay.
We were in Miami together, we were with another guy who he had a relationship with who had a house in Miami, and we're at the Fountain Blue. And
I know
who. Yep. This dude was crazy, and he was like, hey, let's go to strip club.
Uh-huh.
And
is it the friend that I think it is?
Yeah. And he and I, and so my close friend, probably one of my best friends, and I were like, we want to go because this guy who we were going with was like Mr. Miami.
They're not friends anymore.
I know, which is why I'm not saying any specifics. But it was, this guy was big money, like Mr. Miami, just big flashy money.
Insane human.
Yeah. And so we go to the strip club. It was crazy. You know, he goes back to his house and we go back to the hotel. And the next morning, we have to go to the airport. It's like 10 o'clock. And my buddy gets a text from this guy, from Big Money, who goes, hey, I left my Lambo at the Fountain Blue. It's out in front. Can you bring it to me? And my friend is like, no, I got to catch my flight. You know, Fred and I are going to go to the airport right now. He goes, no problem. And I think my flight was before his, so I'd already left. So I'm hearing about this secondhand. He goes, no problem. Just drive the Lambo to the airport and leave it somewhere with the keys in it, and I'll come get it. And my friend is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't do that. He goes, just take it somewhere, anywhere near the airport, leave it and take a picture of it, and I'll come get it later.
What?
So my buddy drives the car to a random parking lot near the Miami International Airport. He then gets out of the Lambo and calls this guy one more time and goes, dude, your $300,000 car is sitting here. What do you want me to do with the keys? He goes, just put them under the tire or something. I'll come get it later.
Oh, my God.
And my dude left a Lambo with the keys in the parking lot near the airport. And I guess the dude came, you know, later in the day and picked up his car. Didn't really care, though.
He's wild. He, like, the friend, like, drives through the airport on a Segway and, like, has all Louis. Like, he's just, like, traveling with him is in, like.
But I've never, He's like, I remember my friend called me. He's like, I'm driving dude's Lambo to a random airport parking lot right now.
His wife is amazing. Like,
that's a weird picture to see that person, too, driving a Lambo. Like,
but I'll never forget that. It was like, what are you going to do with the keys? Just, I'm leaving them in the car. I guess the guy, he just could care. He couldn't care less. Steal the car. I'll come get it later. I just don't care. It's disposable.
I'd have drove that thing all the way home.
Of course he would.
I'd have been like, where's the storage locker I can rent around here?
Yeah. Right. I just remember, like, well, what'd you do?
I left it here, bro. I left it here. It's gone now.
Not
I don't
surprised.
Know.
What'd you do with the keys, man? He goes, they're in the car.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be kidding me. It wasn't even like lock them in the car. It was like, I don't have another set, so just leave them.
I wonder how he's doing.
Wow. I don't know.
Now I'm gonna check Lambo's. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was That was my. And then I guess the last, that was the second to last time I was at a strip club. The last time I was at a strip club, we were on the radio in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. And so I went to visit the market in Greensboro, and they took me to the strip club by the airport. You know, classic.
Mm-hmm. Was it when you threw out the first pitch out there?
I threw a first pitch out at a,
at a strip club?
At a Winston-Salem Dash game.
The Dash game, yep.
And then the rock station was like, the strip club advertised for the rock station, so they take me there. And they gave us the table and the whole thing, and I just, and we didn't pay for anything, so I paid these strippers. I gave them money. I said, I don't want you, don't dance, just
don't
sit here and sit here and drink our booze and talk to me, because I have a million questions. That's a true story. Yeah. And so I asked the girl, I go, so what's the deal with the back room?
The private room.
And the champagne room.
Yeah. She goes, you're not going to believe me. Very articulate, this person. She goes, you're not going to believe me. She goes, but 95% of the time, men pay me to listen to them. Literally, just to talk, and I listen, like therapy. Wow. I sit there, they'll buy me a drink, and we're sitting feet apart from each other, and they're just talking.
Yeah.
And I'm listening. And that's it. That's all that happens.
In Canada, so when you're from Detroit for your 19th birthday, you go to Canada.
To Windsor?
It's legal to drink there. Yeah. That's like the tradition. So for my 19th birthday, we went there. We went to Cheetah's, which is a very famous strip club there. And my douchebag friends, like, bought me a lap dance in the private room by myself, and I was like this little 19-year-old, and there was more, a lot more going on in there than just talking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like up against this like velvet wall, like, oh God, talking to the stripper, like, what's your name? What's your sign? Oh God.
What time were you born?
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
How's that poutine here? Is it poutine
right?
Here?
I'm like,
yeah, did they put the weird cloth over your lap?
So they didn't. That's not a rule there.
That was, went to Toronto, and my buddy, another married guy, wanted to go to a strip club. It's a place called the Brass Rail. It's very famous, I guess. And we go there, and of course, he gets me a dance. And so the private room wasn't that, I think there was another level of private.
Right.
But this was like a back room that had partitions. Mm-hmm. It was kind of open, but you go and you sit like in your partition, and then they put like a bandana over your lap.
Right.
So and I guess that's
a barrier.
If anybody were to come look, that they, you know, that there's a clear barrier between areas or whatever. But she just sat there and told me how she was like several Blackhawks' private dancer when they came to town. Like that all the NHL guys came in there and had a grand old time. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I was so not into it. And I think this woman was offended. She's like, why aren't you into this? I'm like, because I didn't want this to begin with.
Sometimes they are.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you, but this is not my deal.
Yeah.
And she wasn't happy with me. You know, it's not my thing.
That's okay.
It's not
my
thing.
Every pot has a lid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Haley, well, I think you'd be a good stripper.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I think.
Just because if it's mostly listening, you love doing that shit.
You're very
anyway.
Empathetic.
You ask a lot of questions.
You'd be a great
stripper. You're empathetic. Yeah. You're
for the guys that just want to talk.
Yeah.
You might also be a great therapist, too.
The Oasis guy, one stripper. So at the guy we were just talking about, I was with him, and there was strippers involved, but not in a bad way. It was for work. But the stripper said that she had, was his name Liam? One of the guys
from Oasis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And he was just crying to her about how he lost all his money.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And she had to just listen to it. So that part I could probably do.
You have a stripper
name? I'm clumsy,
name?
Though. I'm very clumsy.
A stripper name?
I don't know. What would my stripper name be?
I don't know.
I forget.
What is your porn star name?
It's your first pet and or it's
street
your
you
it's
grew
your
up on or name?
Yeah. So I'd be Truffles Truffles Del Campo.
I thought it was your... Oh,
thought
I thought it was your mom's
name.
Maiden name.
Oh, something, yeah.
Oh,
Truffles
God.
Del Campo.
Truffles. Yeah, my first name would be Lucky.
Was that a dog?
No, that was my mom's cat. It was a mean-ass cat, too. I was little. Didn't like me.
Aww.
Truffles. Yeah, Truffles was the... We had Katie, the schnauzer, was very nice, and Truffles, the cat, was
I
not
like when
nice.
You guys give your pets human names.
You do. I love it.
I don't know where Truffles came from, but anyway. Yeah, Truffles the cat.
Anyways, mm-hmm. I'm going to go strip now.
Yeah, well...
BRB.
See? Yeah, is this
I'd
your first tangent?
You.
You've been
I'd
on the tangent
that
before?
Career endeavor.
Yeah, I've been on the
yeah,
tangent
remember?
Before.
Yeah, remember? She swore the last time.
Oh,
yeah. And it was like, it's a hit.
People are freaking out over that F-bomb.
Got it's a tweet yesterday about they? It, too, yeah.
It's a true,
oh, yeah, I saw that,
it's
yeah.
a true tangent, indeed. We've gone all over the place. Just say fuck one time for posterity.
Motherfucker.
Yeah!
Hey.
Yeah. With
and
mother.
On that note...
I always swear, though. That's the thing. But I feel weird doing it on a mic. That's
we bid you farewell. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye.
Goodbye.